Welcome to the February 7th edition of Dead Pit Radio. I'm the B-Plan.
And I'm CK. How are you guys?
Everybody's okay.
Yeah. So it's February already, Steve.
I know. It's great, ain't it?
It seemed like yesterday it was like, you know, Christmas and shit, but that was like almost a month and a half ago. It wasn't yesterday.
I know. It's crazy, right?
It is. So what are we going to do on the show this week, Steve? We haven't talked about that. We don't prepare for these Dead Pit Radio shows anymore. We lost our inspiration.
We lost our mascot.
Yeah, little Uncle Bill. A lot of the haters on Facebook, these fucking trolls, were like, well, I could totally see why Uncle Bill left the show now. Goddamn. That's the deal with somebody that hates that popcorn movie.
Uncle Bill's in a mental facility, okay? He's got a nervous condition. Yeah. That's why he's not around anymore.
Honestly, like, Uncle Bill probably does belong in a mental facility. I'm not even kidding about that. Like, that motherfucker, holy shit. Like, he's fucking crazy, for real.
He's crazier than a $3 bill.
That's pretty crazy, because $3 bill doesn't exist. $2 bill exists, though.
That's right. $2 bills are there.
Yeah. Steve's queer as a $2 bill.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I'm queer as two ones.
We want to offend some people, Steve. We said the word queer.
Well, I'm not sure what exactly was the big uproar. I don't think you were that disparaging on popcorn.
Well, according to some fans out there, I was shit-talking the movie and shit-talking, you know, somebody that's associated with helping get the movie released, which was news to me, but that's what I did, Steve. I shit-talked.
Well, you do a lot of shit-talking anyway.
I'll admit I do a lot of shit-talking, but I didn't do it there. If you want me to shit-talk, I can shit-talk you. I can do it right now. I can open up that can.
And keep the can away from me.
You know, and spread verbal evil.
I think
all
the only thing
the
that I remember that was not even negative was just talking about the legacy of popcorn and stuff, because I believe you thought that there really isn't a legacy there. It's just an early 90s slasher.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. I mean,
that's not an opinion. That's a fucking fact. Like, people are saying, we're talking opinions on here. If you want my true opinion of popcorn, I've got a review on YouTube. Type in Dead Pit Popcorn Review on YouTube. You'll see our opinion of the movie. Popcorn is not a legacy. There's no legacy, okay? And that's the truth. You know, legacy would be something that's kind of had a impact on, you know, movies or something, like horror movies.
Now, would you agree that Mad Men doesn't have a legacy?
No, Mad Men doesn't have a legacy.
Okay,
but Mad Men,
I just wanna, so people can, you know, because they'll say, well, I bet he thinks that Mad Men has a legacy.
No, goddamn it. Mad Men doesn't have a legacy. Roadhouse, you talk about Roadhouse. Ain't no fucking legacy to Roadhouse. It's a fun movie.
It's a legacy.
But, you know, when I think of, okay, if a film has a legacy, like Psycho or something like that, like the original Psycho,
right?
Halloween, John Carpenter.
What about recent movies, something like Devil's Rejects?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying nothing bad about popcorn, but I mean, there's certain movies that came along that changed, at least, and you know, had influence on things. I mean, I don't know. I think Devil's Rejects had a little bit of influence. I'm not going to say it's a big influence.
Yeah.
Definitely you could say Hostel had influence, a legacy, because it made all the crappy torture porn movies afterwards.
We even said, and I don't even know why, because fuck it, it's fucking popcorn, goddamn. I mean, really. But we even said, you know, maybe that's not even the title of the documentary. I don't even know. Maybe they just put that on there, you know, whoever wrote that. But
all right.
The thing is, the Mad Men documentary that we were a part of, okay, it was called The Legend Lives, 30 Years of Mad Men. That's fucking fine. That, you know, But you cannot say that some movie 20 years ago or whatever it was that nobody has hardly even heard of has a legacy. You just can't. I mean, that's what I was saying. And I think
I'm not going to say it's got a legacy, but I mean, definitely people who saw it and enjoyed it. And, you know, the internet makes a small crowd a lot bigger crowd because, you know, if you got one person in one little small town that likes something, he goes on the internet, he can find that other people, hundreds of people, right, like that same movie.
Well, that's so what you'd call a cult crowd.
Well, yeah.
Cult, right, audience.
Cult movie, you know. So I would say that that's a cult movie. Because there's a big group of people out there who really like that movie.
Or,
I'm interested in seeing it again and then seeing it in HD.
I mean, I would see it again. I would watch it again, too. I'm not hating on the movie, okay? When we do a show and I see something that I roll my eyes at, I call it out. That's just what I do. That's what I've always done. I make fun of it. I mean, that's just how I am. I've done it for years. And along with talking about Christy Jett, which is another thing that I think people got, I don't know why, because at the same time, you know, we were talking about, I think her, and that's how she, because she was the one that messaged me about the whole thing. Like, I don't know if I told you. And I was like, what? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Because at this point, I didn't even remember what we did on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. Like, when I do a fucking show, it's not like, oh, I'm going to make fun of somebody here. No. There's no script. I just look at the news, and we fucking talk about it. That's how I've always done it. But, yeah, she was like, I heard you're talking shit or whatever. And I'm like, I have no fucking clue. So I went back and looked, and then I saw this thread, you know, that people were posting all kinds of fucking just mean, hateful shit about me and the show and stuff. And I'm like, God, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, really? Like, there, nothing was fucking said on there. I mean, it was like, maybe somebody could see it as like a light, very light jab. You know, we were talking about her crying when she found out popcorn was, and that was it. You know, and I said, well, if I get the call about Madman, I'm going to piss all over myself and cry and everything else. I was making fun of myself, you know. Nothing, honestly, like, and I would be the first to say, because I don't give a shit. You know, I don't care. If somebody pisses me off, I'll talk awful shit about him ever was. But that was not ever meant to fucking offend anybody. I was just fucking, you know, being me.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, I think we, in fact, I don't know if we both laughed or whatever, but yeah, I mean, it's almost, you know, that, you know, someone laugh or crying because of their favorite movies in Blu-ray, I mean, I don't know, it may not be funny, but it is, from the outside, it's kind of funny. It's just like when, you know, if Roadhouse, when it came out on Blu-ray, if I started crying and stuff, most people would think I'm crazy.
Right, and the thing is, we're all fans of movies here.
Right.
There's no doubt. Everybody's got their own favorites. But the thing is, I've listened to people, friends of mine, fucking make fun of Mad Men and some of my favorite movies, you know, and say they're shitty or whatever. I don't go to lengths of posting fucking threads like, oh, how dare you, you know.
Well, I think that's a sign of the times, and you're talking about 20-something people who grown up with this shit and just don't have any, that's how they do things now is online. And I just don't, you know, back in the day you would just talk shit behind people's back. Now you can do it from an anonymous standpoint behind on the internet not really get any repercussions. Repercussions, like you'd get your ass beat if you were doing it behind people's back and they heard about it around you.
Yeah. I just think it's like kind of pathetic more than anything else. I mean, I didn't even know who the fuck that guy was that started the big thing on Facebook, you know. But it
They act like that we were. It sounded to me because Dana put a message on there, and I don't know if he responded or. It's just like it sounded like we were just sitting here going down on putting down Popcorn and Christy Jett and just tearing it to pieces. I think one or two comments is all I remember being anything that's, you know, that stands up my mind, and those things are just really petty things if you're bringing those up as some kind of big, trying to start a big shitstorm.
Yeah. Well, and looking back, and I put the, if anybody wants to look at what we've said, it's up on YouTube, because I wanted everybody to see it, because, and it's all up there, like all 3.5 minutes or whatever it was, and we was covering the release. I don't even think, if I were to trash a movie, I would talk about fucking Final Exam. I could talk about Final Exam and shit all over that for 30 minutes or longer, because that movie is a piece of shit. I hate that fucking movie.
What about the other Final?
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. That's just, that's another one of those movies that fucking cures insomnia or something, man. It's like fucking prison. But people, I mean, and the thing is, if you like that, that's fine. I'm not saying you're not allowed to. God damn it. Everybody's got an opinion. Okay, that's what these, you know, and I'm not trying to say we're on that level, but how did guys like Howard Stern get so fucking popular? People just love listening to him talk about whatever, you know, and he doesn't have a filter either. You know, and to me, the most entertaining shit, and it's not like I'm going to set, you know, I'm not even going to go to his levels and make fun of how somebody looks or anything like that. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But if you're doing a radio show, you cannot pussyfoot around your opinion on things. I don't think. I think that's fucking, that'll make the show suck.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, you know, you got to say, you got to give some type of opinion, or you're just going to be very vanilla and try to please everybody, and that's...
Yeah, I mean,
that's going to be boring, but I mean, if you can't say, you know, you're not sponsored by Scream Factory, you're not, you know, or Synapsis, you're just giving your opinion, you know, they've had good movies come out and bad movies, and most of the time it's not the movie that's in subject. I mean, of course, one's going to be bad or better, but it's like the transfer and any kind of extras and stuff like that is a more critique of the company. But, you know, you can't change the movie. So, yeah. I mean, if a crap comes out and it's a piece of crap, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's just either somebody's going to like it no matter what.
Exactly. I fucking found that out.
One come out called Static. It was in Static 3D. Now, I watched this thing in 2D, and I cannot for the life of me understand why anybody would want to see this in 3D. It's kind of like a play on the movie The Others with Nicole Kidman, but not as good. But anyway, I mean, after the movie was over, it's like, I mean, so it was a meh movie. I mean, it's not horrible, but it doesn't. It's just like a drink of water. You know, you drink it, it quenches your thirst, but there's nothing left. There's no flavor of the water.
Right. And here's another thing, too. Here, you know, people that are in the business, like we've interviewed Felcher, okay? A conversation with Felcher on the radio show and a conversation with Felcher at a convention is completely different. Because he's in the business. He has to watch his mouth. He can't fucking... Even though, hey, you know, he may think so-and-so's an asshole or may tell us stories, he can't do that because he's in the business, and it would affect, you know, his paycheck.
His living, his income.
Yeah. Dead Pit Radio, I do this for fun, okay? I'm not in the business, okay? So I'm not going to pretend like everything is milkshakes and blowjobs out there, because that's not the case, okay? And people need to realize that we're just not talking shit to talk shit. I'm just telling you an honest opinion. So if you want to listen to it, fine. If it offends you, unsubscribe, go fuck yourself. Go shit and fall back in it. I don't give a fuck. It's not going to affect me any way.
Sounds like a bunch of old ladies at Peking.
That's true. Old ladies that says, watch your mouth at Peking. You know what, old ladies? I don't answer to you. Okay? Fuck you.
Fuck you, Granny.
Not that I'd say fuck you to Granny, but I'm just saying, some of these people that work in the genre, there's a reason that they, you know, everything's great. Oh, I like that movie, whatever. Because it would affect their job. You know, they have to spin everything, make it look nice and peachy, and that's what a lot of people do, and that's fine, you know, but that's just not what I do. So, or Steve. Steve speaks his mind too. He lays down some pipe bombs every once in a while to run.
Yeah, and it gets me. I got some really, you know, I got Death Nurse won it too. So
that's true.
Can't wait to dig into that.
So anyway, yeah, that's that on. You know, that was just a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, I mean, basically. I don't even know if we should have mentioned anything, but hell, I'm sure some people were expecting it. So, yeah, but I mean, there ain't a whole lot going on in the world of horror, really. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what in the hell this show is going to be about. I guess we could just go over the news and.
Yeah, I mean, there's. Trying to think. I mean, really, can't remember anything decent other than, like, Some new show, a new show coming to AMC that sounds pretty cool.
Is that the Breaking Bad spinoff or is it something else?
Something else.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it?
It's based on a graphic, or actually a comic series called Preacher. And it sounded like it was going to go to HBO, but now it's going to go to AMC. I'm not familiar with the story at all. I can't remember. I feel stupid for not knowing, but I'm sure Joe will comment on Facebook about me not knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
Right. But Steve doesn't come prepared at all.
Yeah, I don't come prepared.
Mentally.
Who would do that? But, I mean, it sounds like it would be a real good preacher follows Reverend Jesse Custard, a tough Texas preacher who's lost his faith and has learned that God has left heaven and abandoned his responsibilities. He finds himself the only person capable of tracking God down, demanding answers, and make him answer for his derelict of duty. So basically, they're looking he's looking for God, and he's being tracked down by some bad guys.
Hmm.
Who are mortal and stuff like that. They said they're going to... Seth Rogen, if you will, is the kind of behind the scenes trying to get this on screen.
Well, so, that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I'm excited about Better Call Saul, though. I want to see that. By the time that comes on, I will have seen all of Breaking Bad. So,
well, something I heard... I mean, I'm still on... second season, first or second, third episode. But they said that Saul series is going to be almost like a prequel and a sequel to Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Breaking Bad, once you get started watching it, a lot of the stuff goes back and forth. Like, it goes, you know, years and years earlier. So I can see how they would do that. You know, and make it kind of, Breaking Bad is kind of like that, too. You know, it's... present day and past and stuff like that. It's a great show.
I always want to watch it, but then I say to myself, I got all these movies I need to watch too.
Well, the thing, here's my situation about watching it, where I'm on the fourth season, probably towards the end of the fourth season. I just kind of want to savor it, man. I don't want to watch that many episodes because it's going to be over here shortly. So it's a great show, though. I mean, I would have never thought that I would have, you know, enjoyed that show as much as I have. Just amazing acting. Like, the cast, that's probably one of the best casts I've ever seen on a TV show.
Well, that one guy, I saw something on YouTube, that Aaron Paul guy,
right,
who's like his tweaker, younger counterpart. They had some, in California, they had some... out of country, I don't know where they were from, like Germany or someplace, tourists that were driving by and they happened to see him come out of his condo or something, so he came and talked to him for like 10 or 15 minutes. So
yeah, I mean, he didn't done anything before that, had he?
No, I don't think so. Now he's got that Need for Speed movie coming out.
He was hard to say. He was actually in the Last House on the Left remake. That came out right around the same time Breaking Bad started, I think.
Now, I was speaking of Breaking Bad, I was walking around work. They got all that salt. They got all that salt everywhere, right? Got that big old grains of salt, and I looked down, and there's some of them were like blue colored. I thought, man, that looks just like the meth from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, you should have got you a bag of that, and you could have sold it on eBay. Be like, hey, man, this is a bag.
Well, I thought about it, and I thought, wait, what if I get stopped by the cops and I have a bag of blue meth-looking shit? So I thought, nah.
But, yeah, it is a great show for sure, and anybody that hasn't checked it out, definitely. I got the whole series on Vudu, which I'm going to mention Vudu on here because I know that offends some people, too.
You going to play your
begging for Vudu codes.
You going to play your commercial for Vudu codes?
I will. I
put yours on our show a lot.
Good idea. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to that commercial, and we'll be back with some more news you can use and abuse, just like that blue meth, here on deadpit.voodoo. Howdy folks, it's Creepy Kentuckian here. Have you ever seen those ultraviolet or voodoo codes included with the newest DVD or Blu-ray releases? If you're not using them, I can. You can send them to me via email at wesvance@gmail.com. That's WESVANCE @gmail.com. Or you can just send me a private message on Facebook. If you want to send me an image or type out the code, either one will work and I would greatly appreciate it. With thousands upon thousands of physical copies in my collection, I simply don't have the space to buy movies anymore. So with the help of you guys, I can see the latest releases without having them take up room at Dead Pit headquarters. I will accept any movie and any voodoo credit you have, you can email my way. Once again, that's WESVANCE@gmail.com, WesVance@gmail.com, or on Facebook, private message me. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Dead Pit Radio. Do you enjoy the voodoo commercial? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's WesVance@gmail.com.
That's right. Go to.
He don't care what you send him.
It doesn't matter. So, I'll use it. I'm actually, speaking of voodoo, been doing a lot of disc to digital lately, Steve, as you may have noticed. And I got a good one coming up here. It's going to be on there. It's George Lucas's Howard the Duck in HD.
Well, they don't like that.
You'll enjoy that one. And a couple other ones that I've got on that list right now. Joyride 2, Dead Ahead.
Whoa.
I got The Hills Have Eyes 2, the one with Poop Man in it or whatever it's called.
I heard that. That's not that. I heard that was kind of, you know, not super bad, or maybe it's not so bad it's good. I don't know.
You've never seen that?
Not the remake, part two, no.
Oh, man. I actually really enjoy it just because it's so shitty. Like, and I actually have Payback as another one. Like, I haven't seen that movie in forever, but I remember really
Payback,
liking it.
The something cut?
Yeah, with Mel Gibson.
No, they had like a different cut of the movie they released.
The straight up the director's cut or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I really care, but
I'm trying to get because you can do a disc to digital for Pet Sematary 2, but I can't seem to get the fucking Pet Sematary 2 DVD. Like, I don't want to buy one for like more than a dollar or two. I mean,
what if you had a copy of the movie that someone made you and sent it to you? Would you use that to
don't work. But a couple of the studio DVD-Rs that they sent me actually did work.
Huh.
Like I did one for Sunshine. You remember that movie, the Danny Boyle movie?
That was a DVR?
Yeah, I mean, it was a DVR, but it was from the studio.
Oh, it was like a screener.
Yeah, it was a studio screener.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I did that one and the Joyride and all that stuff. So, anyway, on to the news. Scream Factory, they're announcing all kinds of shit.
Right.
Our 2000, in this press release here, it says our 2014 Summer of Fear release schedule is about to get even better with the following reveal, which we're sure plenty of you, or many of you have requested. The long-lost 1983 slasher, The Final Terror, is coming to Blu-ray and DVD for the first time.
Final Terror.
It's been out on DVD before because I had it on DVD. I don't know where they got that at.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't much of a transfer.
Maybe it was an illegal DVD or it was one of those studios that released, you know, like Diamond Entertainment or whatever. Some of you already know, the Killer in the Woods entry stars an eclectic group, including Rachel Ward, Daryl Hannah, Adrian Zamed, and Joe Pantoliano. And they're aiming for a July release. No details on extras to report at this time. But they did put the key art on there, which is pretty similar from the poster art, I think. I want to tell you a little story about The Final Terror for me.
Well, let me make sure I'm sitting down and relaxed.
Okay.
Okay. Ready.
There was a time, probably about, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago when I was first getting into DVDs, where I was like, I'm going to collect all of the 80s slasher movies. Like, I'm just going to...
Did you have your beard then?
I think I started growing the beard in, like, 2003.
Oh, okay, so pre-beard. Okay.
Yeah, this is pre-beard.
I'm just picturing you.
So I would scour, like, the websites. And I think the website then I would go to was deepdiscountdvd.com, which sucks ass now, but back then it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this movie on there called The Final Terror. And I'd do some research about it. I'm looking at it. It sounds like it's going to be awesome. So it's one of them I bought. And I bought, you know, a lot more other than that. But this is just my story on The Final Terror. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm listening. Go.
So, I don't know. About 3 or 4 days later, I get the movie in the mail.
Yeah,
I'm all excited. I'm all excited. Yeah, I get my little X-Acto knife, and I open and make sure I don't even mess the little top labels up. You know where it says The Final Terror.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh God, this is a great one to add to my collection.
I know. Yeah.
I am not shitting you. It took me 3 fucking sittings to get through The Final Terror.
Aww.
It kept putting me to sleep. I wanted like. I wanted to like that movie, but no. And it was so fucking bad, man, and I rarely ever do this. After I got done watching it,
what'd you do?
I was like, I'm just going to fucking sell this.
No.
And I did.
Oh.
I wish I hadn't, though, because that particular DVD was worth a shit ton of money. I would have been able to sell it for $40 or $50 a couple of years later. But The Final Terror... Honestly, God, I have no clue why anybody wants to see this movie on Blu-ray or out. I mean, I'm not even trying to be mean, but I just don't get it. I didn't get anything out of it at all.
Well, that reminds me when I had, you know, I had this hockey jersey, and I kind of wanted to throw away, but I gave it to someone, and I found out it was worth a lot of money.
Right. Well, I mean, you snooze, you lose sometimes, Steve. You got to pay close attention to this sort of thing.
Yeah. I saw I saw The Final Terror on VHS back in the day, and, you know, I can't remember any big impressions. It's just one of those movies I saw.
And you completely forgot about
No, I don't want to say I forgot about it. I mean, I knew what it was and remembered the story and stuff. I did forget all about who the killer was and stuff. I watched it within the last year or two, and it does seem a little, it definitely, I would say it seems uneven for some, you know, especially the last couple of scenes. It doesn't seem like a lot of people get killed in this movie either, as far as the body count. As far as I can remember, it seemed like there was only a couple of people that got killed, and the big thing at the end. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna rush out and buy Final Terror.
Well, they've also got like Final Exam's another one they got coming out, and I mean, I don't know exactly what all else. I'm sure they've got some other 80s slashers.
I just don't see how they're going to clean up Final Terror, because, I mean, that was shot on a low budget. But, I mean...
Yeah, it looked like it was almost shot, like, in the fucking Amazon or something, too. Like, really cheap, like, documentary style.
So, I just have to wait. You know, maybe they can clean it up, or it might be something where it, you know, it is what it is. But
I think
you're saying Final Exam's coming out on Blu-ray from Scream Factory as well?
I think so, yeah.
I think they got that title from Code Red or something, I think.
I mean, I can look on Facebook and see what else they got coming out. I mean, Scream Factory has so much shit coming out, I don't know how anybody could fucking keep up with it.
Code Red, Code Red and Scream Factory had somehow exchanged, because they, Scream Factory is releasing Evil Speak. And I think either might be Final Exam on Blu-ray, where the plans were that Code Red was going to do those titles.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
So maybe there's hope for Mad Men.
Yeah, that's true.
Mad Men's a Code Red title.
Well, of course, they're still hyping up their release on Blu-ray of Nightmare and the Damaged Brain.
Who Code Red is?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But, yeah, well, I mean, I know they've got I've got a bunch of other stuff coming out. I can't get their fucking site to load for some reason. Refresh it here.
Well, I mean, I know Don May, I saw him post some stuff from Prom Night.
Yeah, they're working
on
a lot of good stuff.
Color correcting that, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, they say I think he said something about starting on Curtains pretty soon. So, I know what I've heard about Curtains, I'm not sure where I heard it from him or someone else, is how colorful the movie is, which if you watch the current VHS rips and, you know, stuff, that it looks drab as hell. So that will be like watching like when Deep Red come on DVD for the first time legitimately, and you could see it looked like a freaking brand new movie. So I'm really looking forward to Curtains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... But yeah, Scream Factory, I mean, they've got another one coming out called, I've never heard of this movie, called Hell Hole. You probably know what that is, don't you?
Actually, like I watched movie. It last weekend.
Oh, did you? Any good or just kind of?
It's a very exploitive movie. It's got everybody in it. I mean, it's got one of the Lander sisters. You remember the Lander sisters from the 80s?
No.
Audrey Landers and Judy Landers. They're blonde. One of them looks real ditzy. They were like on Love Boat. One of them was on Dallas.
I never watched Love Boat or Dallas, so.
Well, you missed out.
Well, shit.
Well, she gets committed because somebody wants some kind of, somebody's looking for some kind of papers, and her mother gets killed in front of her, and then she gets chased and falls out of this unbuilt building and has amnesia. So they put her in a nut house. And like it's just like the who's who of exploitation. It's got Mary Warnoff, that Morgio Garner, that preacher guy who turned against it and started making B movies. Ray Sharkey plays an awesome character as one of the killers, and he's just like over the top, making up lines, just throwing everybody off. There's all kinds of. I mean, it's just a really wacky movie. Now, whether it's good or not, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, it's
on your definition of good.
What?
Depends on your definition of good, I guess.
Yeah. Or is. What's your definition of is? as President Clinton said.
You know what?
Yeah,
though?
I mean, I liked it, but I mean, I'm not going to rush out and buy a DVD or Blu-ray of it because I just don't see it. You know, maybe it'll garner some kind of cult following because I mean, it's hard to tell, but it is a wacky movie.
I honestly think Scream Factory, though, and I know they're doing good, you know, but the thing is,
they're overextending?
Yeah, and also, the quality of movies is going down drastically, like with some of these releases, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah, Prince of Darkness, The Hellhole, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, I mean, I could see this movie on like a four-pack or something, but not by individual release.
Right. Yeah, and honestly, folks, if Steve says it's not very good, my God.
I'm not saying it's not very good, but it's not like something I see myself revisiting because of how wacky it is. I mean, if I want to see something like that, I'll watch Chained Heat. That's a movie I can watch over and over again. I just don't see me watching Hell Hole over and over again.
So there you go.
There you go. Rent it. I say rent it.
But the Summer of Fear, yeah, I mean, I'm in fear that they're fucking going to shoot themselves in the foot because they're releasing too much stuff. And honestly, unless the Final Tear Blu-ray is like $5 or something, I'm never fucking buy. There's no way. There is no way I would buy.
Well, we know it's not going to be $5.
Oh, I know that. It's probably going to be $25.
Yeah, and I just wonder, you know, like, you know, like Code Red is very, you know, vocal about how many units they're buying and basically how, you know, that how, I mean, they make as much as so many so they can make enough money back to pay and make some kind of profit. So I'm wondering how much units they're going to have to sell to make money off of Final Terror and Final Exam.
You know something too, man, that I think that some of these studios should do and try to do? Is either include the digital copy or have the digital version available, like on Vudu or something, the same day. And they're not doing that for whatever fucking reason. I have no clue. I think they can make money doing that. I don't know what you think. But, I mean, a lot of those movies, like, you know, Prince of Darkness and They Live and the Halloween sequels, I really think that they should, I don't know how they would, I had some conversations with Don May about this because he wanted the Synapse stuff to be available. I don't know how difficult that would be.
I thought they got a Synapse channel you're talking about Vudu.
I'm talking about digital, you know, buying the movies digitally.
Oh, I got you.
Because honestly, and I know people don't want to hear this shit, but it's true. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. You've got to be, you know, kind of inventive with and do stuff that not everybody's doing, you know. And I think that that's one thing that
stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's right. That's the phrase. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're not doing that. But I think that would be a good move for them and a lot of their cult, because there's not a whole lot of like, you know, you got, if you click the horror tab over there on Vudu, they've got a lot more mainstream horror, but you don't have as much cult stuff. So, like, The Burning's not up there, you know. Although, I think Madman actually is up there, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I don't know how that works. Like, maybe they can't do that. Maybe they have to buy separate rights for the digital rights or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of served up that pie pretty good as far as how to cut them up into VHS rights and then HD or digital rights, and then maybe this is something even different. But I was going to say, I saw that on Roku, you know, Full Moon's got their own little streaming service, and now they're showing movies from Blue Underground in HD.
Is it free?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, fuck that shit. I should have known better with that, you know, Charles Band.
Yeah. But
The thing is,
just got their own channel on Roku, and it's not free either.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Don's happy about the Roku channel for Synapse.
Oh.
So I don't know if he wants. I don't think he wants to promote that shit.
Oh, okay. You can bleep that.
No, I'm not going to bleep. I don't give that big of a shit. But I'm just saying, I don't think that he. I think they had some issues with that or something.
Oh. So,
I don't think he's ever been paid for that. Basically, what?
Oh, well then, man, I'd be pissed too.
Here's another one, Steve. I had no clue. I thought there was probably at least 10 Resident Evil movies, but evidently there's 6. We're on the 6th one. Having just started the promo rounds for the disaster pick Pompeii, filmmaker, and I'm using that word loosely for this guy, Paul W.S. Anderson, was asked about the status of the next entry of the Resident Evil franchise, which he's slated to direct. Anderson told Collider that Pompeii was only finished a few days ago, and we'd like to do another Resident Evil movie, definitely, but the wheels aren't quite in motion yet. So, Mila is waiting. She's not doing nothing else.
I like them.
I've actually never watched one.
I mean, I will admit that there's a few of them that seemed just totally unnecessary. but, I mean, for some reason, the last one I really liked, even though there are, you know, they're fluff and, you know, nothing, but I thought they were getting ready to, you know, it seemed like they were getting to the point where they're going to say this next one will be the last one. But, you know, whether or not that's the case or not, I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, but I dug the last one.
They said that Anderson's actually already begun writing the script, though his previously suggested a story where it would be essentially a franchise closer, and that would wrap up all the lingering subplots. Which could you? Are there really that many fucking little subplots in that series? That people would give a shit about at least.
Well, if you say give a shit about, then no. I don't think there's not. It's hard to remember because I mean that shit started like was it 02?
It was a long damn time ago. The first.
I mean, so it's hard to keep track. But I mean, I think the last one had a lot of weird stuff going on about bringing. They were bringing a lot of people back from the previous movies. Even if they were killed, they were like clones. So it's just a weird kind of world that takes place in. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, it'd be cool if they would just go ahead and say this is it. Because I mean, like I say, I think Afterlife to me was kind of like one that just seemed like it was just a filler. It didn't really, I don't know. It just didn't take up much air in the room. It was just like, you know, Retribution came out and it seemed like it had a lot more to it than the previous one. And the music was awesome, in my opinion. There's a lot of score and stuff in there I really liked. And the story was kind of cool, so.
You know, I've never watched any of the Resident Evil movies. I've never watched any of the Underworld movies. And I have. On Blu-ray, I actually have the first three Underworld movies, and I have the first Resident Evil movie, and I think I have like one or two other Resident Evil movies on Vudu. So I could probably, if I ever felt like watching them, I could probably watch them, but I don't know if I ever will feel like actually watching them.
Well, the new Underworld movie to me was just, I don't know. It seemed like they almost had to make it to keep the rights or some. Because the movie, they couldn't get one of the stars of the movie, so they actually had some guy filling in for him. And you could never see his face, and he kind of was in beast mode, so it was just lame.
Yeah, so. But anyway, back to Scream Factory.
More
shit's coming out from Scream Factory. Ginger Snaps. They recently unveiled the artwork for the upcoming Blu-ray DVD Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
The special features, of course, have not been revealed yet. However, they...
I heard you're going to have Legacy of Ginger Snaps.
Yeah. Ginger Snaps would have more of a legacy than a lot of the movies that have probably said they had a legacy. But anyway, it's coming out in July. The film, directed by John Fawcett, stars Catherine, Isabel, and Emily Perkins.
Yum,
together, Together, they play two death-obsessed sisters, outcasts in their suburban neighborhood, who must deal with the tragic consequences when one of them is bitten by a deadly werewolf.
Woo, deadly werewolf.
Yeah, deadly, baby. Ginger Snaps is a fucking fun movie. I'm not going to say I love it, but I can see how somebody would love that movie.
It's it's quirky, and then
yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a quirky kind of drama, and then next thing you know, the werewolf stuff starts, and you know, she starts getting hotter and hotter, and then she unfortunately starts turning into a wolfie.
Yeah, Catherine Isabel's fucking hot as shit. I mean, she still is. I saw her at, I was going to actually get her autograph, but, you know, I didn't want to have to pay another $20 to get a picture with her, so. But yeah, I got within arm's reach. She's a pretty good looking girl still.
Well, she's a woman now.
Yeah. I actually remember, her in Freddy versus Jason, and I was fucking going crazy when they showed her tits, but that kind of upset me later on when I realized that was stunt titties.
No! I choose to believe they were really hers.
Them goddamn stunt titties.
Stunt titties.
I think that that's how they should... Life. I think that that's how they should actually credit that person who ever doubled, you know, her. Stunt titties was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The artwork for that, I think Joel Robinson did the artwork for that. I think he did a pretty good job. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the... I'm not much into art, but you go to conventions, you see these guys, and he and Nathan Milner are like the top two in my mind.
Yeah. So, Ginger Snaps, yeah, I think if they're doing a collector's edition with that one, is that one you might pick up?
Perhaps, but it's not going to be on the front burner, you know?
Right.
I mean, right now I did order for Dana. I got her Night of the Demons. And
that one already came out. You didn't get it yet?
Well, I did a pre-order on something else, so it's going to be shipped out next Tuesday.
Well, shit.
So it'll be all right.
For anybody that's interested on, in the classic Godzilla on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know you are, Steve. Anime Specialist Section 23 Films has launched a new home video distribution label called Kraken Releasing.
McCracken.
Which has three films from the golden age of Japan's Toho Studios coming to DVD and for the first time on Blu-ray in May.
Woo!
Kraken will issue Godzilla vs. the Sea Monster, a.k.a. Ibarra Horror of the Deep, and Godzilla on Monster Island, a.k.a. Godzilla vs. Gigan. All these have AKAs. Can't they just fucking come up with a name? And the last one's Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster, which sounds fucking great. AKA Godzilla vs. Hedorah.
That's a wacky movie, dude. I saw it back in the day when Sci-Fi Channel used to show good shit, and they had that on there, and I was like, I have never seen this film before. And it's got really it's like an environmental film with Godzilla back in like 1970 or something. It's really, and it's I was telling somebody, it's almost like a John Woo movie with Godzilla, because like there's some weird shots with Godzilla beating the shit out of something. And I mean, it's just a weird entry in the movie series, but I like to see that one again.
Yeah, I mean, I will definitely contact them and see if I can't get some of those to review.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for passing them along to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll give you the digital copy on Vudu, so.
They ain't going to have no digital copy.
Well, if they do, you'll get it that way.
Huh?
If they do, you'll get it that way.
Oh, if they don't, I don't get nothing, right?
Right.
You don't want those goddamn Godzilla movies, you know it. You just want them because I want them.
Oh, is that why I want them?
Yeah, you just want to say, hey, I got Godzilla on Monster Island. I probably won't watch it, but it'll be in my collection.
For those interested, though, I will be probably putting up some of my Blu-rays and stuff on eBay. And a lot of them are still sealed, too. So,
I got a good copy of Death Nurse 1 and 2.
Right. You're going to keep that, though. That was a gift.
I'll keep them.
Actually, I heard something about those going out of print or something.
Oh, I'll wait until they're out of print.
So, I guess that's it. If you got any more news that you want to talk about, I don't really see much on here. It's a kind of a dead time, and there's DVD announcements and shit, but that's about it.
No, there's one Criterion I want right now is that it's a mad, mad, mad world. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It's like a epic comedy movie. I forgot when it was made, like I think 63 or something. I'm not sure, but I used to see that on television, and there actually is the version that was released to theaters was around, at least at some points was like 3 hours long, but there actually is a one that's even longer. Like, it's almost, I think it's, was it 240 minutes? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about almost, I think it's 4 hours. That's the one, I mean, I guess that's only news to me, but I'll be on the lookout for that one. And I think they also released another kind of an Italian, I'm not sure if it's just a crime movie or what, called something like Investigations of a something, something.
Something or another.
Outstanding Citizen, or I can't remember. Shit. Oh, well.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as the news goes, guys, they ain't jack shit. I mean, that's it. Scream Factor seems like they announce 3 or 4 fucking movies a week. That's about it. I mean, that's all we talk about on here.
Yeah, we're going to change the name to Scream Factory Pit.
We could. That might work.
And then we could get more Blu-rays.
Seems like somebody else announced something else. I'm trying to look on their damn Facebook page. Facebook's jacked up right now. They announced here it is. It was a newer title. It was a 2012 zombie film called The Battery. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Is it any good? No.
I mean, to me, it's just like, it was okay to watch, but it's one of those indie movies. And I know I saw it on a lot of people's top 10 list. It's where these two guys are going through the zombie apocalypse has happened, and they go around and they, all they do is argue with each other. And then they, just kind of their adventures and like killing zombies and going around and staying in people's houses, and stuff. I mean, there's a few little things of action. I think it's like if you think of it as a really, really talky episode of Walking Dead. So, some people liked it. I mean, I just didn't care for it a whole lot.
But yeah, well, I've got their site to work again, so I guess I can go through some more of their releases. They've got quite a bit of shit coming out. Nosferatu the Vampire, the Werner Herzog movie.
Yeah, I saw that one, so I mean, it depends. I mean, that could probably look really, really good.
Yeah, Ravenous, which I saw that movie one time, and I wasn't that impressed with it.
It was okay, but I mean, it's like, nowadays, it's kind of hard for something to come up that I really want to see more than once.
Right. I feel the same way. You know, when it comes, and a lot of people are at, like, I know people fucking, poke fun at the voodoo thing. But honestly, man, like, I don't have a whole fucking lot of room left to get room or money. I don't want to spend, I haven't bought any type of movie or anything since, like, probably in early December. Actually purchased a Blu-ray. And, these things are expensive. Holy shit. And Scream Factory, they sure as fuck ain't helping. They're coming out with shit every damn week. So
I wish they'd come out with that, the Nosferatu Vampire in Venice or something. Have you ever seen that?
Vampire in Brooklyn?
No, well, it's the sequel to Nosferatu. But Klaus Kinski showed, I guess he was like really doped up or drunk, and he goes, I ain't putting that fucking makeup on, so he doesn't wear any of the makeup. and then he starts molesting the actresses on screen. It's just a crazy movie.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it came out a couple years after Nosferatu the Vampire. It is something else. Just because of all the
funny shit on here, though, Steve.
Stuff, yeah.
I'm going through this. Some of the, this is awesome. Of course, they got dog soldiers on here. We've talked about that.
But I wouldn't mind seeing it because it's been a couple years. But I mean, I think his Neil Marshall's masterpiece is The Descent.
Yep, no doubt.
This may people may like it and stuff, but I mean, you got to say that The Descent is his masterpiece.
Right. That or Doomsday, at least. I mean, you know,
I like. I mean, Doomsday's not bad either.
Whatever.
It's a good kind of, you know, it's got, you know, three movies in one. So.
But anyway, this is what I was talking about. They announced Hell Hole like on January 31st, a week ago. Nobody has commented on that, and you know how many people is on Scream Factory? Like
nobody
gives a fuck.
Nobody knows that movie. That movie has no buzz. That no one remembers that movie. More people remember fucking Hospital Massacre, and they put that on a double disc with Schizoid or something. So they're putting that out by itself.
Another one that's confusing.
Crazy.
Deadly Eyes, which that's like a rat movie or something, isn't it? A killer rat movie.
It's an awesome movie, Canadian movie, where they have giant rats, but they use
dogs.
Wiener dogs like Linnea
with
like fur on them, and I think it's funny as fuck. And they eat a baby.
Oh, well, if they eat a baby, I'm buying that one.
Well, they don't see the actual eating, but you see a baby in a, I think you see a baby in a high chair or something, and they rush in and knock the high chair down, and I think the baby gets ate.
But you've also got Evil Speak, which we talked about. That's coming out.
Yeah,
Evil Speak and Final Exams coming out on 5/13.
Mark your calendars.
They got a Larry Fessenden movie, which I like most of his stuff, so I may try to get this one called Beneath. That's like a newer movie.
Have you seen Habit? One of his first movies, or it might be his first
movie. I probably have, but I can't remember.
It's where he's kind of, it's like a vampire kind of thing. I don't know.
And Slumber Party Massacre, that's also coming out in March on Blu-ray, which they've owned the rights to that one for a while, but never released it. You know, they did it back when they were actually Shout Factory and doing the Roger Corman shit. They did that on DVD.
Right. I think a lot of people have that already.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess that's all the news. And you know what, man? I mean, I guess that's the show. I don't really have anything else to talk about this week. We should try to get a hold of some people about doing some interviews or something, mixing it up. What do you think about that, Steve?
Yeah, we'll need to get it with our PR people, and they can get with other people.
Well, I know
interviews.
Good friend of the show, Dustin McNeil's got a book coming out about Phantasm. We could get him on for sure.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's always a good subject to talk about.
Yeah, I know he's been working on that book for a long damn time, and he's got some new interviews, people that you've never heard from before about the film, isn't that book.
Oh, like some of those midgets that were the dwarf people?
Yep.
Whoa, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, he talks to them. He talks to Ed Gale.
What's that little, wasn't it that Felix Sylvia, wasn't he one of those?
Probably. They're all, you know, and Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis wasn't one of those. You know that Warwick Davis, I'm older than Warwick Davis.
Wow, you're old, man.
Well, he's 44, but I'm a little bit older than him.
You know what's funny about Willow, though, is like when he was playing Willow, I think he was something like 18, right? And his wife was like 40-something.
What?
The woman that was playing his wife was like 40-something.
Oh, okay. Have you seen, there's like a crazy little film called Return of the Ewok. And it was, I don't know who made it, but it was made around Return of the Jedi, and Warwick Davis is in it, and it has like all the stars in it. You know, it's just a weird little almost like a fan movie, but it has Warwick Davis and Harrison Ford and a bunch of people in it from the Star Wars movies.
Do you have the Ewok movies on DVD?
I don't.
I do, actually. I think they're worth some money now, right?
Of course. I mean, if you have them, they're probably, yeah, you got the touch. You probably.
I know they're out of print.
I watched them when they were on TV back in the day.
Yeah, back when you were 22.
No, back when I was fucking under 20. Those all came out before 90, so I mean.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. Wilford Brimley's in those fucking movies. He's in one of them, at least. Do you remember that? Steven? Did I lose touch with Steven?
No, my butt hit the mute button.
Okay.
I saw Ewok Adventure, and I think maybe, was there one called Battle for Endor?
Yeah, and then the Ewok movie, or whatever it's called.
It's something called, like, Courage.
Caravan of Courage.
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how we got talking about the Ewok movies, but...
Yeah, that's awful when we talk about Ewok movies. Because I don't even like Ewoks.
I don't really care. I mean, Ewoks, you know, it is what it is. It was a marketing idea.
If they were real, I mean, wouldn't you like to have an Ewok?
No, I'd like to have a Gizmo, though, like a Mogwai.
Why? Instead of having cats, you could have a dang Ewok to hug on and stuff.
I'm wanting a Mogwai, motherfucker.
What are you going to do with a Mogwai? You can't hug on it.
I'd whistle with him. That's what I do. No, but, I mean, I guess that's it for the show. I know next week, I don't know what the fuck we're doing, but this Friday, actually tonight, I don't know if Steve's going to join us, but we are doing a live video on YouTube, on the Dead Pit YouTube page at 10 p.m. We're going to be talking some wrestling, doing the WrestleManiacs thing live on YouTube. So,
very close to the network coming on.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of wrestling talk, and you know, we're doing
Ewoks,
and we're doing a Q&A thing. I guess it'll be tonight, 10 p.m. and talking about the whole CM Punk thing. So, if you're into the professional wrestling goodness, you can check that out.
10:05.
Yep. Yeah, so. Until then, I'm the Creepy Kentuckian.
Be planned.
And you've been listening to the often imitated, never duplicated ballers and shot callers. And, you know, shit talkers, according to some people. But they can go fuck themselves. Dead Pit.
.com. Voodoo. Ewoks.